absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the podcast.
Somebody killed a Ryanair airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, welcome to the second Sodcast of September. It's not a bad day in North County Dublin. It's a little bit overcast. It's a little bit sunshine. It's a little bit everything as far as I'm concerned. We got a little bit of a bumper packed show once again for you this week on the Sodcast up on the podcast I have. What have I got? Oh, yeah, I have on the blog. I've got also, you know, as always, my images for this week. I have this week's oddities. And of course, I have my and finally section. But first up, it's a thank you. I feel like singing Dido. Have you copped that one yet? Is it too early in the morning? Have you copped it? Dido? Okay, bad joke. The Irish Web Awards. Podcast was nominated for the best independent podcast category is what we're nominated for. So I'm going to break this down to you. You know, I don't want to sound all, I know who gets not Kim Cattrall or one of these girls from Sex and the City or something nominated for an award and they start crying. No, it's not that. Look, in gardening terms, achieving awards is extremely easy, to be honest with you, because they tend to be broken down into, you know, there's 25% for design, there's 25% to your planting, there's 25% to whatever the case may be. So you have a rough idea when you build a garden, if you're honest with yourself and you stand back, that you've got silver. And after that, like if you get to gold, you know, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's judge's interpretation. With something like the blog, or in this case, the Sodcast, the podcast, I don't, as I've said before, give me the car and tell me to drive it. That's all. Whether I can, you know, I'm good enough to be Formula One is a totally different story. My quote, as always, and it's the take I will take on anything that's not horticulture, if that makes sense. And that is, awards or not, it is because of you that I write, in this case, speak. And to be simply nominated is reason enough for me to smile. And that's it, folks. Somebody out there decided to nominate it. To those singular, potentially, who did, thank you. It really is. It's appreciated. And, you know, but you got it. I've put in the list of all of them. And like, there's a few of them in there that I'm actually subscribed to. You know, I think there's a genius list. Genius list. You should go take a listen, take a look. I like listening to the podcasts when I'm walking, and in Ballybohol terms, there's tons of that. You know, I'll get to walking in Ballybohol shortly, but yeah, you know. On the blog section, there's three things I covered this week. The first one was beetroot, then it was potatoes, then it was onions, then it was John Keyes has problems in the form of apple trees. I'll get to that in a minute. The reason I picked the beetroot, well, okay. Beetroot, you got to grow from seed, and then when the seed germinates, so you plant it into, let's say domestically, if you planted it into like the size of an egg cup, waited for it to germinate, and then you planted it into a bigger pot. But the good thing about beetroot is you'll have a result within kind of 2-3 weeks. That's the nice thing about it. So I'm not really the most patient chap in the world point of view, and it's my first time doing horticulture, that's the way to go. You know, the other one, I suppose, on the potatoes and on the onions, the reason I like them is because you buy them as like, I think they call them onion sets, and you buy like potato seed. But the key to it is really simple. It's you take a shovel of compost or soil, and when you fill your pot, you just plant the seed, either onion or potato, twice its own depth below the surface and keep it watered. That's it. Not a problem. This is Ireland. You can leave them outdoors. There's nothing to them. The beetroots are a little bit more fragile as a seed. Like with the rain that we've had recently, they would have been beat to a pulp out of it. You know, so, you know, I tend to keep them in the glasshouse as well. But on to John Keyes. Johnny had trees, he had apple trees that were pretending to be real trees in the sense that they weren't actually producing any apples. And I put up a video in response to that. And I felt it was important because I hear the question coming up over and over again that, look, my trees, you know, they didn't produce flowers or they didn't produce any fruit or they didn't see many bees around. Look, I've tried to break it down simply and take the botanical Latin, don't I sound all brilliant and wonderful, out of it. I tried to take that out of it. And the answer I gave John in the video was fairly simple. It was, look, I've got 25 apple trees there, which I do. There's five of each, 5x5, 25. And I was saying to Johnny, look, this variety to the right-hand side, they gave me a bumper harvest last year. Nothing this year. I mean, like three peas, three golf balls is what they've given me. You look at the other ones that gave me nothing last year, I got a bumper crop off them. You look at the next batch and, you know, they've got a couple of bits of, you know, bruises or splits in them. And there was evidence of other kind of, you know, external factors there as well. And you're kind of going, yeah, look. And the answer is they're trees. It's not the equation for gravity. It's not a computer program. There's no quick fix. You can't pre-program of what you would like them to do. And even for those who do follow all the rules, the tree is still entitled to turn around and say, hey, listen, I'm just a tree. I don't feel like it this year. Yeah, you know that day when you get up and you kind of go, I don't want to go to work today. You ate your cornflakes the day before, you know, your Weetabix or whatever the case may be, your porridge, and you just don't feel like it. You weren't doubting the luck, you know, you get what I'm saying? Trees, they're allowed to do the same thing. As far as I'm concerned, that's my take on it. On to the images. Yeah. The images are an odd mix of emotions, is probably the easiest way to describe it. I've got some, there's a photograph up there. They were all taken down at Electric Picnic weekend just gone in the beautiful town of Stradbally in County Leash. If you're down there, stick your head into a place called Napper Tandy's. Have the bowl of soup and brown bread. I think it's about £3 or something. And get a pint of Guinness. One of the nicest pints of Guinness I have ever tasted in my life. How you doing, folks down in Napper Tandy's? If you're listening, you were, I have to say, to the people of Stradbally in County Leash, they had 30 people literally descend upon, roadblocks off. There wasn't 1 ounce of trouble down there. There was no, you know, people I met in the village. I met the guy who owns Napper Tandy's. Is Dixie, is that his name? And we were kind of saying, look, you know, everybody was just so polite. Everybody was so kind. The village was kept clean. There was no rubbish around the place. And on the way, walking in through from Stradbally Village into Electric Picnic, you see the photograph up there of the wee little, what do you call them? Are they donkeys? They look like little, I was like little dwarf donkeys. I was going to get jockey back off one. They're that small, like, but they're so cute. And I'm not into the teddy bear thing. You know, I know I'm a good looking fella, but if you're trying to entice me into the bedroom, teddy bears don't really do it. They don't. No, not. No. No. Trees. Yeah. Trees in the bedroom. There's a good start for you. Moving swiftly on. The pink boat. Oh, folks, at Electric Picnic, please. Come on. I mean, we get on really well together. I go down. Have a great time. You put on the bands. I applaud them. But the pink boat was... I got a photograph from Mary Bourne on Friday and it was grey. And then when I saw it on Monday, the boat was like grey, but it was still black. Well, I don't mind, like, it's your boat now and I'm still extremely grateful for, you know, what happened all that time ago. But I thought it was better pink. It was brighter. It made me smile more. Come on. Let me know what you think, please. Nice suggestion. Yeah, the final one. This is a dodgy one. Picture the scene. Okay, so it's about 2 in the morning. We've had about 5 hours of non-stop rain, literally pelting out of the heavens. I'd spoke to Anthony McGuinness, my good friend. Hey, Anto, can I borrow your tent? Sure, yeah, go ahead. Sleeping back. Oh, absolutely, I'll leave it there for you. He was heading home on Sunday night. Anthony left me his tent. I got back at about 2 in the morning. I'll pause it there. Remember the scene from Titanic when they jumped out of the... when the boat was obviously going down in the film, like, I mean. And they were sitting on the bed and they jump off the bed and all of a sudden the water, ice cold, comes up to the waist. Yeah, picture that. That's what was in Anto's tent. 4 foot of water. Sleeping bag, saturated. Everything, saturated. Me, in the tent. Saturated. I put a photograph up of what it looked like the next morning. I'm not joking you. The tent pegs gave way on the corner. Turns out, Anthony had gone all out. No expense spared. €19.99. That's not 1,999. 20 quid is what he paid for the tent. I'm surprised the thing floated. I don't get it. But I'd been talking to Anthony about this, and we were saying, look, you know, let me take the funny bits out of it. There's a shop in Swords called the Outdoor Trek Shop. I harp on about them all the time, and mainly because they have a sign over the door that says, quote me on it, come on, sing it with me, sisters, there's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothing. And I love that. I'm going to write it on my own wall. But it's true, and I'm big into, like, if you're a gardener, if you're a camper, if you're whatever the case may be, I'm very careful about the clothes that I buy, because fairly much from now on, I'm going to have to live in the weather we've just had the weekend. So I've had one outdoor coat for the last, like, 5 years. I've got two pairs of Columbia shorts. They're on sale at the moment, actually. Columbia shorts. They're 100% cotton, but they're, like, wafer thin. All the pockets you need, but they dry out literally within seconds. That's the good thing about them. When they're soaking, they dry out within seconds. Unlike jeans, which cling to you when they're wet. So it's actually when it's raining, I wear the shorts. I've also bought myself an Icebreaker 200 t-shirt. Now, they've a range of them. And these are like, how would you say it? Like a thermal vest, except they're like wafer tin. But they do the same job multiplied by, you know, a gazillion. And they do a range of, like, it's 150, 200, 250. So 250 is like if you're in the Antarctic, 200 is perfect for Ireland. And that's all I'm wearing at the moment, is just the Icebreaker 200 t-shirt. No, I have pants and shorts on, and boots as well. I'm not... Wrong image. Moving swiftly on. Yeah, I should probably talk to Puddle Ducks. Puddle Ducks is based down in... Where is it? Cork? And they do outdoor clothing as well. And every time it lashes, I mean, like, the weather we've had over the weekend, it lashes out of heavens. I always send him a message on Twitter saying, you know, how's business? Which I think is funny. He never sends me one when it's sunny, saying... reciprocating the sense of humour that I seem to be the only one in the country to have. But to those who I did meet in Electric Picnic, who are extremely kind to me, Anthony McGuinness, Blaheen, Dave Mabry, and the good lady, Sean Early, I can't remember your girlfriend's name either, apologies, I'm really sorry. I saw some great acts down there, had a great time, and as regards great outdoors and being all green and eco-friendly, it is an amazing place to go. I can highly recommend it. I've got to get down to, this week's oddities. And I've an odd batch. So this week on this week's oddities, I have a brilliant photograph in. I got this thanks to the lads at Irish Fireside. I love their website. And it's of the moonrise over Lac of Ray in Connemara. You know, I thought this was a postcardy joke. I really, really did, but it's not, and it's genius. Courtesy of Imman. Imman has a website, I Married an Irish Farmer. I like her website, and she's a lovely post up there on Guinness and Oysters. Make your mouth water, really, really would. But the link that she gave me was to do it, the guys at Bior, BIOR.org, Bior being the Irish for beer, and they have a Learn to Make Cider one-day course. It's being run by a guy called David Llewellyn at Sonarta on the 24th September. But I know David because of his apples, and those were at Bloom who bought the Irish apple juice. I think they're David Llewellyn's, as far as I remember. Correct me if I'm wrong. The 18th September, the Colin Waterfall Challenge takes place up in the Belfast Hills. I've actually noted it down as stunningly beautiful. It is. They are... You have to go and experience it. It's that moment with... I tell you something, if you're thinking about proposing to somebody, that is the place to go. Absolutely amazing. Don't throw her off. Bring the mother-in-law. That's shocking talk. There's an odd one actually in here. I got this from Sean Early again. Hi, Sean. Sean had sent on a link from the guys at promopeople.ie. And they're looking for staff for the ploughing championships. If you didn't have the money to buy the ticket to get in, or you're looking for 3 days' work, I know the guys in Electric Picnic do something similar. But look, they have a link up there, and it's, you just contact Fiona and she'll put you in touch with them. Sticking with Sean, he's a lovely photograph up there of alternate seating. I think it's done from the barrels they use for coiling wire, you know, the electricity wires that you see them on there. Yeah. Take a look. It's, if ever you're going to give me garden seating, this is just funky. I said I wasn't going to mention podcasts, but I did listen to the Engaging Ireland podcast, and they had a girl on called Marie McKeown, and I just thought, how diddly Irish does she sound? How diddly Irish does she sound? On the and finally section, this is from the Wiley Online Library, and the study is on the effect of information on consumers' willingness to pay for natural and organic chicken. Now, National Organic Week is on the horizon. It is on the horizon. And like I've always said, organic or not organic, that's your own business. If you're, as long as you're feeding the kids, you know, 3 square meals a day, meat and 3 veg, whatever the case would be, and a bowl of fruit, good luck to you. I'm happy enough with you. Whether you choose to grow or eat free range, I don't know. Does anybody know what that is anymore? Does anybody even buy it to subscribe to it? Free range, organic, or you grew it out your back garden. That's a decision for you to make. But as I've always said, give me the information, allow me to make an informed decision, and I'll work it from there. That's all I'll say. I just found it a really odd and interesting study. Do have to say, folks, and I'll give you the finest non-organic and best fruit you'll ever get in the world. If you're walking through Ballybohole, and you should, if you've never been here before, come down here. The Brambles, free fruit. Free blackberries all over the roadsides. They have a walk here called the Shlí na Sciocha. It's the hedgerow walk. Park your car in the village, take a walk. The signposts all point the wrong way, is it, by the way. Just take a walk around anyway. It's beautiful. Bring your picnic basket and your bonnet and fill it to the brim. Flee. What? What's that? I think I've got a bad speech impediment. But you'll get all these blackberries just hanging off the trees. Literally about to come in. Go, make yourself jam. Do you remember that when you were in school? You used to make jam for your school teacher? It's amazing. It's not really a whole lot I can do in the garden. I can personally do in the garden this week. I need to crown raise my trees is what I need to do. I need to loosen the stakes and the straps on some of them. I need to give them a drop of fertilizer is also what I need to do. I have a little bit more painting to do. I've got to paint my workshop. And I should have done it last week. But gardening is all about that. It's all about the I should haves, isn't it? I think. But that just makes it more interesting. The reason I should have is because it's dry. It would have been dry. It's not dry anymore. But that's what I need to do. I need to edge around the grass. I need to weed the beds. I got convolvulus everywhere. You know that bindweed? I got it everywhere. I also got to cut the hedges as well. Again. They were flying it this season. I got to cut them again. But I want to go and pick some berries. I got to crop some apples as well. Might send a bowl down to John Keyes. I actually tell you what I need to do. I tend to walk and talk while I'm on the phone. I bring a cup of coffee, a mug of coffee with me everywhere. I got like arsenal mugs hanging out of trees. I just leave them like, you know, hanging on a branch somewhere. Like dotted everywhere, like little hidden Easter eggs. You know, in Germany they do that, to hide Easter eggs in the trees. I love that. Except mine are mugs. My square one, George Fox bought me, the Jacob's Club milk one, square mug. I see that hanging in a tree. It's yellow, stands out a mile. My Arsenal mug is hanging right underneath it. Like I said, as soon as I'm cutting the hedges, I'll hear the clink. I'll know what it is. I've been listening to Bernie Goldbach talking once again. I'm going to let you fade out something I picked up off his podcasting stream. I like Bernie, an interesting chap. It's coming up to Johnny Cash's anniversary as well. There's a line in there about sheets are soaking wet. Reminded me of Anthony McGuinness. Made me smile. Happy great outdoors, folks. As always, www.donneganlandscaping.com and hit the blog. Have a great weekend. In the great outdoors. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go away and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire.
I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you?